Call your doctor and schedule a physical, because this week's Discovery follows a comic as he contemplates sickness and health. Thanks for tuning into this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. Well, when we're young, it seems as though we and everyone we love will live forever. But as we get older, we begin to realize that that's not the case. In his latest book, Navel Gazing, writer and comic Michael Ian Black discusses his own experiences with illness and aging. Black's latest book finds him contemplating mortality, his own as well as his mother's, as she fights a heartbreaking battle with cancer. As his mother goes through one treatment after another, it makes Black realize that not only is his mother dying, he's slowly but surely in the process of dying too. So, as he reflects on the unhealthy decisions of his past, he embarks on a quest to improve his health and his physique while searching for some kind of exercise-induced enlightenment in the process. Now, it may be categorized as a humor book, but Navel Gazing isn't what readers might be expecting. This isn't just a comic's wacky reflections on aging. It's a bittersweet collection of thoughts on life, death, and the quest for meaning. Not only does Black discuss his mother's deteriorating health, but he also touches on his relationships with other relatives, their deaths, and his own health concerns, too. All of this talk about sickness and aging could very well make you feel aches and pains that aren't really there. Mostly, though, it might make you feel sorry for the author, not just because of his mother's illness, but also because he seems to be missing something, that he even admits is probably God. This is all deep, heavy stuff, but of course, it's not all deep and heavy. It's sometimes quite humorous, too. And put together, these memories and observations make for a heartfelt, amusing, and generally relatable read. But is it worth growing old with this contemplative comic? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say borrow it. If you're looking for a good laugh, you'll probably be disappointed and even depressed by Black's latest literary adventure. Though it has its funny moments, it's often surprisingly gloomy, but it's also a perceptive look at middle age and mortality. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Navel Gazing by Michael Ian Black is 173 weighty and witty pages long and is available from Gallery Books. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.